If you're really quiet, you can hear this. That's right, it's a collective sigh of relief breathed by many Americans because Election Day is finally here. Commentator John Millen is sighing for a different reason.
When I was growing up in Los Angeles, the most I'd see of political candidates was the occasional TV ad. Big-name politicians only stopped by to pick up money in Hollywood, the political ATM. I always wished I could experience serious political chaos. Now I live in Columbus, Ohio, the epicenter of a swing state. It makes L.A. seem like a political ghost town. I'm a registered independent in this key city, so I've gotten the full treatment, and I love it. It's nonstop entertainment, TV attack ads, constant phone calls, and wonderful screaming direct mail. The candidates and every possible surrogate and media personality practically live here. John Stewart broadcast his show from the Ohio State campus. Brian Williams did his at a drugstore across from the Capitol. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Bill Frist, Michael J. Fox, Rudy Giuliani, Barack Obama, everybody's been here. Journalists from around the globe are crawling the streets looking for real people to interview. With tens of millions of dollars flooding into Ohio, we've been treated to every imaginable negative ad. I especially like the ads that accuse the other candidate of mudslinging and then proceed to do the same. Who knew hypocrisy could be so much fun? The local newspaper humor writer says he called the police to report being stalked by the candidates. Not me. I'm in heaven. I'm on the do not call list, but thankfully, political calls are exempt. I get them constantly. They may be recorded messages, but I give them credit for being interested in me. So, casting my ballot will be bittersweet. I know it means the end of congressional and local candidates wooing me. It's like the final episode of my favorite TV show. Only one thought gives me hope. As soon as the votes are counted, the 2008 presidential campaign begins.
Commentary from John Millen. He's president of Mainstream Public Relations in Columbus.